Hello, everyone, and welcome to the October 23rd, 2016 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions, what's on the celestial agenda for October 23rd to October 30th and beyond. This week, Venus is conjunct Saturn. The planet of romance and relationship is teaming up with the planet that signifies harsh reality, restriction, and suffering. So, not a great mixture for lovers, and not so good for the other significations of Venus either. Venus is one of the natural benefic planets, in other words, mostly sattvic, good. Saturn is a natural malefic planet, in other words, mostly tamasic, bad. Venus gets degraded by being associated with Saturn, so there's limitations on romance, and romance may take a lower route, let's say. Venus is also the planet of finance, with Saturn, planet of harsh reality, that can become a negative for finances and markets. But since Venus is a benefic planet, Saturn gets some elevation by being associated with Venus. Therefore, some of the significations of Saturn will benefit from this arrangement. For example, Venus is the planet of guidance. Saturn is the planet of experienced people, thus learning from your elders. Venus bestows its love and devotion onto Saturn, planet of older people. So, elders benefit. Also, Saturn is the planet of longevity. If a romance does get going under this influence, it should last a long time. The exact conjunction of Venus and Saturn will be at the end of the week on Saturday, October 29th, at 20 degrees Scorpio. Venus stays with Saturn for another week, finally separating when it moves into Sagittarius on November 7th. Also at the end of this week, there will be the October new moon, which is in Libra, at 13 degrees Libra, on Sunday, October 30th. This new moon is conjunct Mercury, which is just 2 degrees away at 15 degrees Libra. Anytime a planet is conjunct the new moon, that planet's significations will be featured in the coming lunar month. In this case, Mercury, the planet of communications, rational thinking, ideas and reasons, facts and data, and the media, gets emphasized during the next 4 weeks. Since Mercury, the planet of the media, is in Libra, the sign of balance and harmony, hopefully we will see more balanced, reasonable reporting from the media. This new moon marks the beginning of the Hindu lunar month of Kartika, named for the nakshatra Kritika, the lunar sign of the full moon, which will be on November 14th. Kartika is associated with leadership, with government, and with the military. So, if you have some campaign you are engaged in, this month is good for bringing it to fruition. Oh yeah, by the way, Hillary Clinton is Libra rising in Vedic astrology. Looking a little further ahead, October 31st is the day that Mars will be leaving Sagittarius, where it has been for the last 6 weeks since September 17th. Mars next enters Capricorn, setting up a new pattern in the zodiac for the planet of action, aggression, and combat. Mars is considered to be exalted in Capricorn, meaning some of the best qualities of Mars are exhibited in this sign. For instance, Mars is the planet of war, and that includes strategy and logic. Capricorn is the sign of practical realization, so Mars in Capricorn is really good for getting things accomplished. By entering Capricorn, Mars has formed a special yoga an astrological combination with Saturn. This is because Capricorn is a sign ruled by Saturn, and Saturn is currently in Scorpio, a sign belonging to Mars. Thus, the two planets are in each other's signs, called a Parivartana Yoga in Vedic astrology. This pattern establishes a powerful relationship between the two planets, compelling their qualities to combine. In this case, it is a mostly beneficial arrangement. Adding the energy of Mars, the do-it planet, to Saturn, the planet of limitation and focus, results in concentrated effort and taking responsible action with long-term consequences. Just in time for the final week of the presidential campaign. In next week's report, I'll go through the zodiac and analyze what to expect for each sign. Okay, that's it for this week. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week on Twitter at Astro News Report.